Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Wyoming Brides by Debbie Maycomer, performed by Tanya Eby. Dear friends, I've always loved a good Western romance. There's something so appealing about a cowboy. Maybe it's because they're such independent, strong, self-sufficient men. Think of the iconic John Wayne, for instance. Or maybe it's because of the way they're part of a still untamed nature, a still rugged West. Then again, it could be that special cowboy walk. It was the appeal of ranchers and cowboys that led to the plot and characters of Denim and Diamonds. By the time I wrote this book, which was published in 1989, early in my career, I was ready to introduce more multifaceted characters. That was when Letty came to me. She'd abandoned her family's ranch and all it represented to follow a dream. As the story starts, she's returned home, having learned many painful lessons along the way. I became very fond of her and the man she'd left behind. Chase had never stopped loving her, even though she'd apparently forgotten him. In Denim and Diamonds, I introduced Letty's brother Lonnie and the schoolteacher Joy. Those two struck sparks off each other from the instant they met. Some books simply demand a sequel, and this one was a long time coming. Over the years, I heard from my readers again and again, "What about Lonnie and Joy?" So, finally, The Wyoming Kid was born, published in 2006. Now for something fun, a small secret to share with you. Early on, I struggled to find titles for my books. As more and more...